I wanted to mention something about the hog trial. The only difference in patient characteristics between 9504 and the hog trial was a difference in pulmonary function. And about half the patients on the hog trial had much poorer pulmonary function than would be normally considered for 9504. So that may be a reason why they didn't do any better, which is something I wanted to bring up. And there was a discussion at ASCO with the cetuximab trial and that the patients who had pulmonary toxicity had high V20s. So are you routinely looking at V20 as a prognostic?
Yeah, and there's a V20 requirement in the current randomized phase 3 trial. You can't exceed,
I don't think you can attribute the hog results. I mean, I didn't like that study. I was disappointed to see the study, but I don't think you can call it a patient population because 9504, they mandated, you know, mediastinoscopies to, or, you know, true pathologic 3B right. staging. And, you know, whether we use V20 or not is debated, but, you know, it's still good patients on that study, you know, decent patients.
Tom?
So, Wally, I guess the question I have for you, for the guy in practice, is A, what should they know about V20 as a measure? And B, when people are thinking about dose of radiation, increasingly I find that my radiotherapy colleagues are saying, Tom, we're going to dose it to get a V20 target. And we'd like to go to 68 or the Szczynski 74, but we can't promise you that unless we can do that with the V20 being in the 33 to 35% range. What do you think about that, and what is the guy in practice? Is that something that oncologists should know about now?
Yeah, I actually think that's a reasonable approach, and sometimes take that approach off study as well, and that is you let the risk of toxicity, and really it's usually a tumor volume effect, and some of it is a creative treatment planning effect as well. But basically, you know, based on SWOG 023 secondary analysis by Laurie Gaspar or all the data out there, you start having V20s above 35%, you're probably going to create life-threatening pneumonitis. And if you can get 70 gray in at a V20 at 28% because, you know, you're as smart as Julian Rosenman, then...
As creative as Julian Rosenman, then
I think that's reasonable. There's been no trial design to do it that way.
Right.
But it's not an unreasonable trial design.
But I think this has been adopted, as Tom suggested, by a lot of radiation oncologists, because I'll hear from Michael Samuels the same comment.
Same thing.
I can't take it to this dose because I'm concerned about
the
V20. It's a huge volume. But
getting back to Tom's question, I do think the average medical oncologist should have some working knowledge about what the radiation parameters are in the patient they're managing, and I would argue the same for the esophagus.
No, I would agree.
That's our primary toxicity.
There are people who don't really even know how to do V20s. Even whether you do gross tumor volume, planning target volume, clinical target volume, and exclusion. So it's not a subtle thing.
We're going to Paul's point then, if we're going to focus on V20 and that's going to be our sort of catch point of whether we're going to give definitive concurrent chemoradiation or not, maybe you should screen for an EGFR mutation and then give them something to shrink down that volume and then your V20 is...
Well, that gets into a whole bunch of other issues like which volume
reduction
you treat all that.
Yeah, but for some people whose volume is too big, I mean, you do that now with chemotherapy. I mean, the majority of our patients get concurrent right away, but there's still 10 or 20% that get induction chemo because the radiotherapist says the volume's too big.
Wally, is V20 the best measure for lung toxicity?
It's the most commonly studied measure. Dr. Kim's colleagues, including Dr. Kamaki and other, believe that V13 and V15 are more sensitive.
Yeah.
To me, it's really a profile of all of them. I mean, you can look at all of those parameters in a volumetric way on a dose volume histogram, so you don't have to limit yourself to one. And if you look at the way prostate radiotherapy is done, it really is, you look at all of those parameters, you don't just look at one.